Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Charles Thomas with Blog Talk Radio. Want to just continue on with the topic, just Jesus, no additives. They want to get right into it. I misscheduled the timing of the show for only 15 minutes when it's supposed to be for 30, but I'm going to go through this quickly and set up another show for tomorrow at the proper time to continue this. We want to go to John. Well, basically, let me explain. I'm going to just use this to explain basically the topic to understand, because I like building a foundation or really taking the time to break down the scriptures to really, so you can understand what is being said, and so that nothing will go over your head of that sort. Basically, what we have is today, people of God, and those who would listen, and once again, for those who might want to call in, the call-in number is 347-426-3065. Once again, 347-426-3065. And you can also reach me by way of email at ccthomas178@gmail.com. Once again, ccthomas178@gmail.com. For any time, if you have questions, need prayer, have there's something that you might have read in the scriptures that you might not understand, or if you want to reach out to someone, to a friend that might be in a particular religious belief or a particular denomination that has a teaching that you might feel that is dangerous or off, and you're just not sure how, feel free to shoot me an email. To call in on the show, you know, just check, come on to look up Impact Now Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Or shoot me an email and I'll forward my phone number for you to call or whatever the case might be and help you out the best way I can as the Spirit God. But basically, this topic, just Jesus with no additives, this is something that when I feel that the Holy Spirit has spoken to me coming into the new year. And basically after that, I've heard various things alluding to this that really confirmed to me that this was the Holy Spirit telling me to deal with this topic, because we are really in dangerous times. We are in what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, perilous times, which means dangerous, you know, extremely dangerous times. Because people, what you have to understand is that everything is being changed up, formatted, laws being made, laws being changed to get the world ready for what's coming. Because of the homosexual takeover, everything is being reformatted and changed to where that as a preacher of Jesus Christ, you cannot speak against those that are homosexuals unless you will face fines or being locked up. And for the most part, that's going to shut up probably about 80-something to 90% of preachers, probably a higher percentage than that. But, you know, I'm just trying to give a benefit of the doubt. You're going to have a lot of people that's going to shut up because of the simple fact they don't want to get locked up. They're worrying about their record, or they don't want to get locked up and lose their money. But, hey, people, you have to understand is this. When you go and do the work for the Lord Jesus Christ, when you go and do what it is the Lord tells you to do as he tells you to do it, he will protect, even if it means being locked up. Hey, you just got to look at it as if, hey, maybe there's somebody that's in jail that's probably getting ready to die, you know, or getting ready to kill themselves because they can't take it, or whatever the case might be, you know, they might need to hear the gospel, have one last opportunity to hear the gospel to to save their soul. So the thing is, as you can look at the apostles and none of the other believers really didn't care much about being locked up because they understood, hey, you know, this comes along with the territory. This comes along with preaching this gospel. This comes along with standing for Jesus Christ because the simple fact that the world, as the scripture says, lieth in the wicked one, which basically means the world is under the sway, under the control, under the brainwashing, the bewitchment of the devil. So for the most part, you hear a lot of things being taught from the pulpits by so-called preachers of Jesus Christ, but it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. All this bless me now, blessing now, you know, every day is Friday, you know, all that stuff, that's not but motivational speaking. That's not going to get you into heaven. That's not going to get you on the right path with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not going to cause you to live a holy life. You need to be told that you're a sinner and that you're on a one-way train to hell. However, you can switch your ticket and change your direction and be on the one-way train to heaven if you follow on to know the Lord. If you yield your Christ, and first, if you can admit that you are a sinner, then two, acknowledge the fact that Jesus Christ did come, die on the cross, and pay the price for your sin at the cross because of the fact that he was completely righteous. And therefore, taking on his nature or yielding your life to him, exchanging your life for his, then allowing him by way of the Holy Spirit to live through you. Therefore, beginning to clean your vessel out from all the filth and the dirt that you've done throughout your life, all the sex, all the drugs, all the porn, all the alcohol, all the lying, stealing, cheating, you know, violence, murder, abortions, everything that you have done, he will begin to clean your vessel out, to clean your mind out. He'll begin to normalize you so that you could be a vessel fit for the master to use. But when you start telling people that, hey, you know, God loves you and is all right, you know, and that he understands, you know, what you're struggling with, yeah, he does understand. But in the same time, while he understands, he's telling you that you must change your life because he knows what it's like to struggle in this flesh. Let me just read this one scripture that proves that point. So we are without excuse when it comes to living a life before the Lord, you know, and try to use excuse for him, but human. Look, you know, don't try to use the fact, well, Jesus, you know, he was God and, you know, he was man. Look, he was 100% God and 100% man inside of that body. And just to prove this, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, it says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And I just want to read one more verse of scripture in the book of Jude, which is the book right before the book of Revelation. You know Revelations, right? The book that nobody don't want to read because they say it's too scary and it's too spooky and all that stuff. I'm going to tell you why it's scary and spooky. Jude is only one chapter, verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with the sea and joy. Now you see how that verse says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. People, one of the things is with this is that Jesus came in the form of a man, so he understood, he was tempted like we were. He dealt with the pressures of sin like we did, but yet he did so, he faced it yet without sin. And then the Bible says, now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. So right there with those two scriptures, it tells you that he has given us the ability by way of the Holy Spirit. if we really desire to and so choose to, that we can live a life that we don't give in or yield to the flesh to sin. Because he says, now not to him that is able to keep us from falling. Here go the thing, people. He's able to keep us from falling. But the thing is, he won't keep us from falling if we don't come to him to be kept. The thing is, he will not force us. He will not make us stay away from things. He'll give us warning signs, logos, and, you know, he'll send out little warnings in our spirit. Hey, don't do this. Don't go that way. To keep us away. But the thing is, he's not going to force us because, once again, we are free will agents. We have the ability to make our own decisions with the mindset being ready to be held accountable for the decisions that we make. So I'm just sharing this instead of going to the topic because, once again, it was a mistake on my behalf. I thought I had said it for 30 minutes. I will be going back to the two-hour formats or next month. But just getting back into the gist of things, you know, but I thought I said it for 30 minutes, but it was only for 15. And I don't want to try to rush and teach it through there and run it through it and not really give it no solid understanding. So I just wanted to take this time just to give an understanding of why this particular topic, just Jesus, no additives. Because the thing is, people, what we might think is innocent, we might think the prosperity gospel is innocent, we might think teaching people that God wants us prosperous and, you know, financially fit and all that. Hey, you know, all that's getting well, but let me tell you something, that money is not going to do you no good in the afterlife. That having a top-tier credit is not going to do nothing in the afterlife. Yeah, it might show that you was a good steward, you know, over money, which I'm saying not to be. But what I'm saying is that you got people that their whole life is built around, you know, keeping good credit, saving up as much money as possible and all that, where really it becomes selfishness and greed because while you got all this money, are you helping pay somebody else's bills that might be going through a time or a season of struggle? Are you helping putting food in somebody else's house? And if need be, have you possibly considered paying off somebody's car note so that would free up extra money for them each month to be able to put it into their home and other things? You know, if you have, you know, all this money and a good paid job and the Lord just bless you or outside endeavors, just, man, have you considered, instead of just paying a monthly car note for someone, just 1 month, why not just pay the car off for them? So with this, there are so many teachings out there. There are so many things that is being taught within the frame or within the grouping of the believers, within a grouping of the believers or the body of Christ, and it's called Bible, but yet the scriptures are taken out of context, and it's dangerous. And one of the things is when you start throwing concerts and having all types of plays and things of this nature to as an add-on to the gospel to get people saved, it becomes a sideshow. It becomes a circus. It becomes where Jesus is not enough no longer. So now throughout people's whole walk, because they came into the church with, you know, while the church was having, you know, cookouts and parties and movie night and popcorn night and, you know, youth night with games and video games and all this other stuff, it's going to always take some form of entertainment to keep these people interested because their heart was never really yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was more so yielded to a club called the church that had a lot of things and action going on. And so this is one of the reasons behind Just Jesus, no additives, so as going forward that you'll begin to understand the danger of some of these teachings that are taking place. So with that said, I will talk to you once again on tomorrow as we go forward with this topic, Just Jesus, no additives. Thank you. This is Impact Now Radio, signing off.